how many bears do you estimate we have in Missouri?
We estimate that we have between 540 and 840 black bears in the state.
And where are they at in Missouri?
So generally, our bear population is located south of Interstate 44, and the highest numbers of bears are really south of Highway 60, so the southern third of the state. And when we're talking about bear range, we're really talking about the forested areas of the southern part of the state, so kind of those Ozark forests.
And how quickly is the bear population growing?
Yeah, so our data suggests that the population is growing at about 9% annually.
What criteria need to be in place in order for a black bear hunting season to be allowed?
So at this point, we've established a proposed framework, and we are seeking that public input on that proposed framework. And really, this season that we're proposing is to provide opportunity for Missouri residents to participate in the sustainable harvest of this valuable species.
Is there a certain number you want to be at before you'd allow a black bear hunting season? What about genetics? How does that play into it?
So at this point, we don't have population benchmarks established, but as the bear population continues to grow, our management plan sets guidance to establish population benchmarks. And once those population benchmarks are established, hunting would serve as an essential component of that management program.
Can you talk more about the role of hunting in black bear management?
Yeah, so we established an updated black bear management plan just recently. So the new management plan is posted on the website. And with that, hunting would be an essential component to bear population management. So as that bear population grows, we have a lot of available habitat within the state. We're seeing that pretty rapid expansion. So we're seeing bears moving into areas within the state where they haven't been for a number of years. And so in terms of regulating that bear population, limited hunting and specific hunting goals and objectives that would be established through population benchmarks would be used to help drive the population growth rate.
A news release yesterday said that a black bear hunting season could begin as early as 2021. What might a black bear hunting season in Missouri look like?
So right now what we're proposing would be a 10-day season that would begin the third Monday in October. We would have a permit numbers that would be established by the Conservation Commission and harvest quotas for the proposed bear management zones that would be established by the Conservation Commission as well. So really what we would be looking at is that potential for a 10-day season, but if the harvest quotas are achieved, the season would close.
Okay. And you said it would be very limited and only Missouri residents would be allowed to take part.
Correct. Yeah. So we're looking at establishing a limited and highly regulated season. So right now it would only be open to Missouri residents. And there would be a $10 application fee to apply for a bear hunting permit. And we're proposing the cost to be $25 for a bear hunting permit.
When might the Conservation Commission vote on a hunting season?
Yeah, so our process goes as follows. Right now, we're in that initial phases of seeking public input on this proposed framework. So once we gather all that input, we'll take all of that into account, establish recommendations for our regulations committee. And then if those move forward after the regulations committee in July, the Conservation Commission would see the proposed framework in September. They would vote on it, at which time there would be another public comment period, and then final recommendations would be made to the Conservation Commission in December.
For those who want to provide input, how can they do that?
So there's a couple different ways you can provide input. The easiest way for most folks would be to submit online comments. So if you go to mdc.mo.gov/bears, there's tons of information. There's details about the proposed framework. There's a short video that describes it. And then there's just general bear information there as well. But there's a link where you can submit public comment. And it's essentially a survey that you can fill out and provide your input on the specific details of the framework. If you don't have access to the internet, you can mail comments to the Missouri Department of Conservation, Attention Michelle Baumer, at P.O. Box 180 in Jefferson City, Missouri.
And I know bears and people sometimes meet up, and humans a lot of times are the cause of that. How important is it for people to not leave things out that can attract bears?
Yeah, so really, you know, there's a lot that comes into kind of coexisting with bears. Bears are highly adaptable creatures, and they really are attracted to a variety of different types of food sources. And so when bears kind of wander through residential areas or maybe come visit homesteads, if they find easy food, they'll take advantage of it. And so that could be bird feeders, it could be pet food, it could be trash. And they will often get into that. And bears are long-lived and they have a really good memory. So they may come back and revisit those food sources. So a lot of what we talk about is really being bear aware, especially if you reside in bear country, but remembering that that population is growing and expanding. So we have bears that live around Lake of the Ozarks. We have bears that kind of disperse and wander through some of the St. Louis suburbs every year. And so making sure that you don't have those attractants out there for bears is really key to helping keep that bear population wild. So, you know, when bears start getting attracted to those human foods, they'll start to seek it out. And then you might get some of that nuisance behavior, that problem behavior. So really making sure you're not providing those attractants to bears helps keep them wild. There's plenty of natural foods out there. And as long as they don't have easy access to trash and bird feeders and things like that, they'll use those natural foods.
You said they're long-lived. How long do bears live in the wild?
So bears can live up to 25 years in the wild. So that's quite a long time, especially for an animal that has that good memory and can be pretty habitual in their patterns. And so when they find some of those easy food sources, they might come to the same home year after year at the same time of year if they continue to get access to those foods.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, so I think in terms of clarification for the hunting season, right now the hunting season that we're proposing is really to provide that opportunity for harvest. Our bear population's at a level where it can sustain that limited and highly regulated harvest. So providing that opportunity for Missouri residents. And then as that population continues to grow, we'll look to establish those population benchmarks, at which time harvest would be an essential component to that population management.
And any idea how many bears would be allowed to be taken the first year? Or is that just something that's still very much under consideration?
Right. So we don't have any quotas or permit numbers established at this point. Right now, we're just seeking that initial comment on that proposed framework. And then as this moves through the process, we would look to that population model to help determine what permit numbers and quota numbers could look like.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Yep. No problem.